Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. Roger Cook wants the teachers union to come back to the negotiating table before taking industrial action tomorrow. More than 80 schools will be impacted by the half-day strike. It will see staff walk off the job as the fight for better pay and conditions continues. The Premier urging the union to consider the latest updated offer.
This is a significant package. It represents a significant change and it represents an increase in the support that we provide to teachers in the classroom, in addition to the wages and conditions components of it.
Tears flowed freely at Bondi Beach last night as the community remembered those lost in the Westfield mass stabbing. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese joining thousands to pay respects and offer strength at the candlelit vigil. Inspector Amy Scott, who took down the attacker, stood with fellow police officers. Support for federal Labor has dropped a little today, with the latest Resolve survey showing the primary vote down 2 points to 30%, while the coalition's primary has jumped to 36%. The opposition's Barnaby Joyce telling Seven the PM needs to shift his focus.
Yeah, climate change, lovely discussion, but you better make sure I got some loot in my wallet at the end of the week, because otherwise I have no dignity. You just seem to be focused on the things that really comfortable people focus on and not focused on the things that people are doing it tough focus on.
The mushroom cook Erin Patterson returns to court in Victoria today. 49-year-old facing 3 counts of alleged murder after the deaths of her former in-laws and aunt. And two West Aussie millionaires from Saturday night, both picking up a cool $1.6 million. It's sport. Harley Reid looks likely to command seven figures as the Eagles prepare to offer the 19-year-old a new contract. From today, AFL rules allow the Eagles to secure him on a long-term deal. Co-captain Liam Duggan says from the moment he walked in the door, they knew he was special.
When he has his moments, like the moments that we all sort of, you know, everyone's getting hyped up about, yeah, those breaking out of the stoppage or taking the high marks.
Well, West Coast's Tom Barras has copped a week for rough conduct. Fremantle hosts the Bulldogs this Saturday night.